Welcome to the Tales for Wales Throwback Thursday. You know what it is by now. We thought you guys would probably be sick and tired of the rotating three intros we had before, where it was like us going, hey, this is a new feature that we did, because we've done about 20-odd by this point. So we thought we'd update them and just say, yeah, here you are. You're looking back into the looking glass. These are our old episodes. You get little snippets. And then if you like them, maybe you've heard them before and you just want a little glimpse in the past. But if you haven't, maybe you're thinking, I missed out on something.
Quick, go, cut. We're going to go too long again. Yeah, you know what it is. Goodbye.
Life. When I do pitches, I write out verbatim, similarly to like how I do notes for the podcast and stuff. I write out what I'm going to say and they can't see me reading it. So it's like, it's always been pretty fine. But this is in person, and my job's based around social media, and this wasn't much to do with social media, so I felt like a bit of a sore thumb. Yeah, I think that's the saying. But I was practicing.
Yeah,
I was so nervous. I was like writing out a script for introducing myself and what I do, because it's going to be like a 2-minute intro of who I am and what I do, and that's what everyone in the team would do. Yeah. There's five of us going to do it. And I was practicing on the train on the way up, and I was like, okay, I think I got it. Then when we were practicing in person, I kept like fluffing my lines, and I was doing that the week before. So I went to Cornwall on the Friday, Monday to Thursday. I've been practicing, we've been all practicing this big pitch, and loads of things have been changing. So it was really stressful, really last minute. Everyone was a bit stressed, but I was like, fuck me, I am so out of my depth here. And it was in London, and it was in Uxbridge, which is a little bit further out of like, so you go into like St. Pancras, and it's about a 50-minute tube journey out of London. So we thought, okay, what we'll do, we'll
head stupid to... Stupid names in England, aren't they?
They really do. It's like Pennysworth and Old Shinfield.
Pancras is a part of the body. Stupid.
Well, I always think this. When people make fun of Welsh names, the amount of... It's like, oh, this is Twiddledee Village, and this is old Rumpelstinkbum, and it's all these mad little names. Like... Like Cockfosters. There's a place called Cockfosters.
Agreed.
In London.
Totally. Yeah, Cockfosters. When we went up to a Shropshire recently, we went through a place called Three Cocks. The Three Cocks. Why'd you name that a place that?
But like, even the more, it's like just very bizarre little twee names. But anyway, so before we got there, we went to this really, really fancy like hotel / restaurant / like place you'd go to have like a drink. And like, I don't really know what it is, but it's like right outside St. Pancras tube station, and it's really lavish. There was a fucking McLaren parked outside. And I went to go see my friend Fee, and Fee was sat at the table. She was practicing, and she was sat next to this guy, and he was like being like, oh, 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 all like loud and stuff. And I got close. I was like, oh, it's fucking Christopher Biggins. She just sat next to Biggins.
Jesus.
And then I was
Biggo, the big boy himself.
And then she went, oh, hi. This is, she went, oh, this is like, she's introduced me. And then I was like, oh, hi. And I went, oh, do you friends? She went, oh, no, I've just been chatting. He's doing some work later on today on the news. And I was like, she didn't realise it was Christopher Biggins, and he was like trying so hard to crowbar Jesus in that he Christ. Was in like a part of a celebrity stuff. So when he went, do you mind holding my coat? And he asked me to watch his suitcase and luggage, a suitcase and coat, whilst he went to the toilet. And I went, that's Biggins you sat next to.
Tell me you were like lent into that and went, sorry, what was your name again? Completely forgot.
You know, we
like,
did.
You have one of those faces, I just have no idea who you are.
So he came back, and then everyone else joined, and we moved over a little bit of a table, and he was like listening to us practice our pitch and stuff. He's like, oh, you'll absolutely get it. I can't do a Biggins voice, but he's like, oh, you'll get it. You'll definitely get it. And they'll be fools not to give it to you. And
give me the cue cards. I'll do it for you.
Well, then someone else didn't know that he was Biggins. So they went, oh, so do you know Fee? And he was like, no, but she'll know me. And then he was like, I've just got to do a talk with GB News right now. And he's like crowbarring that in. And they're like, whilst people didn't know who he was.
Jesus.
Then he went, oh, I've got to go and do this. I'm going to do some panto in the evening. And he was like, listen to all the stuff. But then he also was like, oh, I've also got a funeral to go to halfway through the day. And it's like, you're on GB News. You're going to a funeral.
When you're as busy as Biggins, mate, you've got to slot things in when you can get it.